I'm grateful to the Talmidim who asked me to say a few words to mark the yard site, the second yard site of Dani, to gather some Hesarivus together. These are Bechlal days of Hesarivus, the days between Pesach and Shavuos, days of Achana for Kabbalah Satorah, the different days of Hizboininus. And the Yard site is a day of Hizboininus also. It's a day of mindfulness, of day of connecting to the very, very deep and unending Yisurin and pain that results in a p'tira, and certainly a p'tira of somebody that is so young, of connecting to his neshama that is in the yeshiva shalmala, and even as it achieves greater heights through our mitzvahs and our learning, and how we are misayir from him. But his neshama is together with his great grandfather, David Silver, his great great grandfather, Elizabeth Silver. And it's a day to connect with the gifts that Dani left with us so that we can be inspired by them. I learned on Shabbos that Dani's father found that in the knapsack that he had with him when he went to Miron, so there was a kuntras about Lag BaOmer, but he had his chumash with him. There were several things in the knapsack. And the Chumash was must have been Parshas Emor, and he had his bookmark Davka in the Aliyah of the days of Sfira. Dani's father had prevailed upon him to, when he was younger, to be Mavri Sedra, Parsha by Parsha. Dani's father, Ibn Al-Lachayim Tei Maruchim, when he went with Dani to Eretz Yisrael, I think, to look at yeshivas, I think. So they davka went by bus, which was, at first, so Dani was disappointed. But his father took him by bus so that they would learn together on the bus. So that his father would teach him how to grab moments, how to grab minutes. And apparently ever since then, he always took a chumash with him. And when Dani's father, Ari, opened the chumash, when he took it out of the knapsack, and he found that the bookmark was in Sfira Soimer, was in the parsha, so his father understood that how seriously Dani had learned from him. So let's spend a moment and be misbeinin in the parsha of Sfira. Pasuk that gives us the mitzvah of Sfira, Pasuk of Parshas Emor, Sfartem lachem mimachros haShabbos, miyoyim habiyachem es oimrat nufa, sheva shabbosois temimois tiyena. So the Torah gives two markers for the beginning of Sfira. And many of the Meforshim focus on the redundancy of the two markers. Sfartem lachem mimachros haShabbos, the day after Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and you'll count miyoyim habiyachem es oimrat nufa, from the second day of Pesach, the day when we bring the Korban Oimer. Torah gives two markers. Once we say mimachros haShabbos, we know it's miyoyim habiyachem es oimrat nufa. Once the Torah says, we know it's Mechus HaShabbos. So apparently, the Torah wants us to appreciate that there are different ways in which we can mark time, in different ways in which we can begin a account, so to speak. Miyoyim aviyachem esemrat nufa. I heard something very similar to this from Nissen Alperitz at Sal. It was just Erev Lag Baomer. So, miyoyim aviyachem esemrat nufa is the beginning of a season. Korban HaOmer begins the Matir Chodosh. Yom Yachim HaSoimer is the beginning of being able to use the new wheat. And we're counting towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos when we'll be able to use the new wheat in the Korbanos. So, Miyoyim HaViyachem HaSoimer HaTnufa is from the day which begins that season. Mimochras HaShabbos, the day after the Yom Tov of Pesach, the day after a Yom Tov, the day after Yom Shvisa, Yom Kedusha. Two different ways in which a person is mizboine and a person is mindful about time. One way is Mimochras HaShabbos. One way is, what are the koichos I bring to a certain period of time? I began the count Mimochras HaShabbos. I began my achonis for Shavuos. I began my cholamoid between Pesach and Shavuos Mimochras HaShabbos. It began with certain koichos. I began with the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, with the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Mimochras HaShabbos, I began with the day of Kedusha. I began my achonis with different, with various koiches. And every day of my achonah for Yom for Shavuos is a day of his boininess. How did I use those koiches? How did I use the launching pad that I had? Zatona Devei Elio. Pam achas ayisi mahalach mimokim lemokim. He always says, I was once going from place to place, umbatsani odam echon, shaloya yavoy lay mikri v'lay mishnah. I found an unlettered person, no Tanakh, no halacha, no gemara, v'ahoya misloitzeitz umalig bedvarim ubokin egdi. And he was saying silly things and disparaging things. So you don't do that, Eliyahu. Amarti loy b'ni, said to my child, Ma ata meishiv li'avicha shebashamayim li'yom adin. What are you going to do, in our terms, by the final exam, right? Li'yom adin. And accompany me. Va'omar li, Rebbe yeshli devarim sha'ani meishivo. So he says to Leo, he says, I'm not worried. I have what to say to Rabbi Yishlam. Bina v'das le'nosnali. He says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you didn't give me the insight, you didn't give me the kelim. She'ekva v'eshna, that I should be able to become a lettered person and be able to learn. V'marti lo'i. So Leo says, Bini, my child, ma malachtecha, what's your parnosa? Omli tzayidogim ani, I'm a fisherman. V'marti lo b'ni mili medcha v'omar l'cho shel tovi pishton v'targeyu mitzudois v'tashlichu l'yam v'tale adog min hayom. So he says, who taught you that you know how to make a net? That you can take pishton and weave it into a net? Who taught you to take the net and throw it into the water and that fish will get caught? Omeli revi b'zeh nosen libin v'das min hashamayim. He says, that I know. That the Rebbe Shem helped me figure out. Amarti loy, so Leo says to him, "Amal lohavi pishtim v'larig mitzudais. Hashul chayom alis dogman ayom nosul chabina v'das min hashemayim. L'divrei Torah shekosu bo ki korei melech ha'adomer mo'id b'fichol lochol ha'soisei. L'iznosluch ha'bina v'adam in ha'shemayim. He says, what do you think? Kadosh Baruch Hu, you gave you the wisdom to be able to weave a net, to be able to cast a net into the water, to be able to understand it'll catch fish, to make the right weave, the right holes, to pick up the fish. It says about Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself said, ki korei melech ha'adomer mo'id. Very, very close, very easy to connect. So you think Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give you bina v'das for that? The fishermen began to melt in a meltdown. Began to scream and to cry and to groan. What's going to be if nevi hashem shemayim? V'amarti lois elyo said to him, B'ni al yira lecha. He says, you should not see yourself in a bad way. You shouldn't become upset and depressed. Kol shor b'nei odom boy oylam meshiv and shuva zu. He says, everybody, all of us come to the kisei ha'kovil ha'chameves m'shona. Whenever there's a yom ha'din, you know, we all say the same thing, meshiv and shuva zu. We give the same answer, each one in his own way. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to disprove our tainus because of the successes we have. We're all heading in to Bechina this week. Many of us having finals the next 2 weeks. So remember that when it was a Talmud and began teaching. So I always felt that we learn so much about ourselves during a time of a Bechina and during times of finals. Those of you from its past, in your past, recall that there are koichos that we're able to gather together when we prepare for finals. There are koichos of concentration. There are koiches of ritzifus halimud, of being able to study for long periods of time. There are koiches of being mindful of what's ahead of us, of being able to remove distractions. And I understand that for a defined period of time, a person is able to collect koiches that otherwise we can't collect. But there's, it teaches us of the koiches that we have. It teaches us of the koiches that we're able to bring together. It shows us what we can be mispalo, what's the siyata d'shmai that we need to ask for. V'ficho u'b'lvavcho l'asayisay. So that's the bookmark, so to speak. That's the sphere with a bookmark. Bookmark shows how far you've gotten, what you've achieved already. But then there was and then knowing what you achieved, and with the koiches you came in, so that requires his baininess, and is as Elio Nabi said, it's not al yeira lecha, not to make us feel uncomfortable, for keret, to remind us what koiches we have, and the brachas the Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and how we can build on them when we know ourselves better and go further and be able to make certain demands of ourselves that we may otherwise not have done. But then Danny left us with another paper that was well known and probably most of you heard of it. And that was the chart that he made for himself. That's the goals he had set for himself. The goals of getting through the Masechta and how he set a time aside for that. And the goals he set aside to make it through Rambam and the time he set aside for that. The goals that he had for Mishneh Berurah, for Chumash, for Tanakh, for Daf Yomi. It was a chart that showed not only how he intended to become a master over his time. There was a column for various pulis of chesed, but it was most important a piece of paper, a chart of sheifas, chart of a person who dreamt, who had aspirations. And that's the Miyoyim Haviyachem Es Oimrat Nufa. The two ways, there are two ways in which we are misbonein when we're counting time. There are two ways that we look at the semester as it, as a man, as it slowly creeps away from us. One is Mimachras HaShavas, the koiches with which we came into the semester, the increasing koiches that we have, the realization of the koiches that we have. The Mimachras HaShavas, we launched into Sfira with Kedusha, with Matzahs, with Sibbut Yesh Mitzrayim, we launched into every project, to all of our learning, with certain koiches that Kedusha Baruch Hu has given us, increases to give us, gives us more as we ask for more. And his bindiness is, am I understanding that I have more koiches? Am I using the koiches I do have? And then there's another way of measuring the sphere. And that is, I had certain sheifas when I came into the Zman. I had certain goals for myself when I came into the Zman. And those sheifas were sheifas de kedusha. We never, hopefully never accomplish all of our sheifas. We hopefully always, remember as a young kid, the Rabbi Rav Shul, Rav Nachman Rabinovich, he very often would give a drasha. A person's sheifas should always be beyond what they can really achieve. So hopefully we didn't achieve all of our sheifas, because hopefully our sheifas are great and beyond ourselves. I often tell of a vignette from the life of Eliyoshev, that a person once came to Eliyoshev and he was at the end of several zvanim of learning, and he felt he didn't achieve. He felt that he didn't accomplish what he had set out to accomplish. Didn't accomplish enough plot, didn't learn ba'oimek. And he poured his heart out to Eliyoshev. And then he said, Eliyoshev tried to give him words of his iribus, tried to be ma'oided him. He said to Eliyoshev, of course I want, and I want to accomplish, and I have goals for myself. But he was so frustrated, and he said to Eliyoshev, so what's going to be on his matseva liachamei v'esra? What are they going to put? They can't put that he was a lamdan. They won't be able to put that he accomplished shas. He was a machaber sefer. But they'll be able to put shoyef. He's a guy who wanted, a dreamer, a person who aspired, a person who had ambitions. Now, what's the point of having on your matseva liachamei v'esra shoyef? What does it mean? So Yashiv said that if he was in a Beis HaKvaris, in a Beis HaChayim, and he was looking to daven by a Matseva, and the Matseva said Shoyef, he says he would daven by that Matseva. He said that would be, that's something to treasure. Rabbi Akiva, who was the greatest Shoyef, began learning so late in life, 12 years, another 12 years. Kiva was the great shoyef that with his last breath he said, I was always looking to see if I could be mekayim v'chol nafshach. Rabbi Akiva was the, Pichodosh points out, the great shoyef, because after suffering the demise of an entire, his entire yeshiva, his entire, what would have been his entire life's accomplishments, he began again. He was shoyef to give us Torah Sheval Peh. And if it wasn't going to be the 24,000 Talmidim, it'll be the 5 Talmidim that are part of our Torah Sheval Peh. So that's what we, at this point in time, we're counting time as a hachana, as his bainness Lekras Yoim Matan Teresenu. And we can take some his Erebus from Dani's bookmark and from Dani's chart. Remind ourselves that the bookmark is reminding us of Bimachras HaShabbos, of how far a person gets and how you can build. And looking back, what we've accomplished. A person takes a moment to look back at what we've accomplished at the Beis HaMidrash. The Masechta of Gittin, no matter how far a person got, no matter how far the Shir got far, it's gewaltig. But even the Shir learned only a few blad at the beginning. Even if one learned the Sugyim from Anthem and Echtem, Bechol Anfeh, with all the tangents, all the asides. So what did we learn? What's the fun in Nechta for Nechta? So we learned Kim Shtoris, and we learned the Halach of Shtoris, and the Rambam, and the Rabban, and the Monos, and Eidos. But what's the Suyu for Nechta for Nechta? Dil Mo'osi Baal Umor. Chazal opened up the Masechta, daf after daf, all the way to daf Yud Zayin, with a few breaks. Because Chazal established a multifaceted takana so that a woman wouldn't become an aguna. Because if a person sends a get, there's a shliach, it's possible that the shliach will do something disingenuous and create either asnus or create an aguna, or the Baal will do something disingenuous and make her into a guna. So Chazal have to appreciate. We spent, somebody asked you, what did you learn? You learned Masechta Gittin. But you have to appreciate, you learned that Chazal invested themselves. Daf after daf reminds us of the investment of the Tanoim, of the ones who made Takonis, so that a woman shouldn't suffer, that her children shouldn't become Rachmanas Lan Mamzerim. Sometimes we get caught up in other people's rhetoric about the Chochmas Chazal. We look back over a Zman, and we have to be Mischazek, how we understood what were Chazal focused, what were they worried about? What were their takonas? What did they want us to spend day in and day out, day in and day out? Mishumigun Kulabarabonan. And all the various, the whole parasha. So on one hand, we have the bookmark to look back. We have the Mimachras HaShabbos. And we have to remind ourselves, another few weeks from now, after the Bechina, and the reading week, and the finals, and we take 2 or 3 days to get our energies back. But then we have to remind ourselves of the she'ifas that we have. We have to remind ourselves of the v'yoyim ha'viyachem es oyim ha'tenufa. We have to remind ourselves of the koyches HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And we have to be mispalel that we will have the presence to be able to appreciate that with the she'ifas that we have and the koyches that we have, if we are disciplined and we're mezgaber and all the other things that sometimes distract us, so we can accomplish so much. We can accomplish so much of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. We can become such tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. If we remember the She'ifas, Miyoyim Habiyachem Es Oymer Tnufa, the chart that Dani made for himself, and remember Mimachras HaShabbos, the bookmark, the Koyches that we know we have and that we will get more of. Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us, we should mispalo, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu should mekabel our tefillas, that we'll all have that great siyata d'shmaya to harness our Koyches and be able to bring all of our aspirations and ambitions to come to fruition. and become people who are very, very accomplished in the Baruch Hu's Torah.
Torah?
Not yet.